The war suits my stolid health and stolid nerves and barbaric disposition. I adore war. It's like a big picnic without the objectlessness of a picnic. I've never been so well or so happy. And how marvelously brave and cheerful the English Tommy is. You should have seen our men setting out for the trenches, absolutely radiant with excitement and joy at getting back to the fight again. And don't you think it's been a wonderful and almost incredible rally to the Empire, with the Hindus and the Boers and South Fiji Islanders all aching to come and throw stones at the Germans? It reinforces one's belief in the old flag and the mother country and the heavy brigade and the thin red line and all the imperial idea, which gets rather shadowy in peacetime, don't you think?
They close their eyes, our eyes close on them. It could be me and you, the world is weeping for. Is it right to forget the lost generation that stand at the top of the hill? Their numbers grow as one by one. War takes its toll from our outstretched arms. We tried to forget the lost generation, but stand at the top of the hill. Struggle to find some pride in their pain as we bury our guilt along with our men. But wreaths cannot hide the lost generation that stand at the top of the hill. We cannot refuse suffer with them, to cradle in our arms the invisible friend, to hear the cries of a lost generation that stands at the top of the hill. Fresh flowers appear, fed by the tears of a world unknown to the lost generation that stand at the top of the
Ladies and gentlemen, this is High Wood, called by the French Bois des Fourneaux, the famous spot which in 1916, July, August, and September was the scene of long and bitterly contested strife by reason of its high commanding site. Observe the effect of shellfire in the trees, standing and fallen. Here is wire. This trench, for months inhabited, 12 times changed hands. They soon fall in, used later as a grave. It has been said on good authority that in the fighting for this patch of wood were killed somewhere above 8,000 men, of whom the greater part were buried here, this mound on which you stand being... Madame, please, you are requested kindly not to touch or take away the company's property as souvenirs. You will find we have on sale a large variety, all guaranteed. As I was saying, all is as it was. This is an unknown British officer, the tunic having lately rotted off. Please follow me. This way. The path, sir, please. The ground, which was secured at great expense, the company keeps absolutely untouched. And in that dugout, genuine, we provide refreshments at a reasonable rate. You are requested not to leave about paper or ginger beer bottles or orange peel. There are waste paper baskets at the gate.